Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Jolie, known as Coach AF.
Es un hombre extraordinario.
Me impresiona mucho.
Pues sabes que yo creo que no es tanto el físico, es más bien la personalidad que tiene y todo lo que proyecta.
Ya me lo imagino con su smoking blanco, un martini en una mano y un costoso habano en la otra.
Provocativo. Atractivo.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour madame, bonjour monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Jolie, known as Coach AF.
Welcome everybody. We are listening to Mike Beadle Trans Session. Welcome to the Dare Real Agile, episode 74.
Oh,
Welcome everybody to this Dairy Agile episode 74. Since 2019, I'm your host, Coach F, known as Alexandre Frédéric Joly. And yes, thank you so much, Barbara Major, bring it up to our attention. Mike Beadle, official as a DJ. Yes, he used to play music, piano, guitar, and also was a trancer like nobody. You are just listening now. Lucia Maya Nueve from Mike Beadle. 10 years ago, he composed this. He had a room in Chicago full of synth and a lot of apparatus. So I'm so happy to be before you today and to talk on a daring subject of bio-digital convergence, the flesh meeting the code. Is it or is it not? There have been in a project for 5-6 years, and this is just amazing. So thank you so much for that playlist that I got on my MP3s now. Some of them I had it because we'll get back to the music, the musical ship of Agile and Enterprise Scrum later. Maybe not this summer, because it's probably the last podcast on this Friday, June the 26th, that we're going to do. And this summer is going to be more like shorts, quick video, thing like this. And expect, of course, at the end of August, our New Year's Eve kickoff for things. And I'm so busy this summer. I hope to be on vacation on the 21st of August. So, yeah, this morning, or actually, it's the morning for my folks in Austin, Texas. It's 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Biodigital convergence. Huh? When biology, or flesh, becomes code. Or who keeps humanity's choice? This is going to be the kind of the question I'd like to address in a solo editorial today of this Dairy Agile episode. This will be a kind of a three-part. I would like to show you that it's not a conspiracy theory either. It's really from Policy Horizon Canada. They made a paper on February the 11th, 2020, just prior to this pandemic of COVID-19. So isn't it amazing? So they were framing the biodigital convergence back then. We're going to address this in part one. And then after, we're going to do, of course, our daring way, because we dare because we care, right? At the Dairy Agile podcast. So what is the promise? How could we capture it? Do we have still the choice and everything? So the agency trap, both of the AI agent and also the human integration into that. And of course, I do believe that empirical generic framework and systems such as Scrum, Enterprise Scrum, especially for business agility, are the operating system for the human agency of the future of work. So that's going to be this today thing. So the definition. So let me, I'm sorry for my audio podcaster and my jogger out there. It's going to be a bit more visual today. So you always have the choice to come down to our Rumble and YouTube, mostly on the Agile Lounge / DairyAgile.com. You will have access to all the audio platform. We are reaching almost 8,000 subscriber and 5,000 listeners. So I'm still not, I'm an amateur. I'm not a professional podcaster. So if any one of you who are listening to this on Rumble and YouTube, please tell me in the comment, what is the difference between a subscriber and a listener? Subscriber for me, it's kind of a no-brainer. They're subscribed to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and so on. But a listener, is it like because from the amount of subscribers, some are not listening? What does that mean? So anyways, and I don't pay to have access to the detailed stats, but it's a growing community, especially on the audio side, about 8,000 now we have subscriber. So I'm kind of happy with that. Apparently, Apple Podcast is the most with 2,500 subscriber, but they don't divide listener as Spotify do. So help me about this to understand better. If you're watching this on YouTube, though, you have a survey to fill up. Yes or no? Will you willingly implement a part of cyber tech into your body? Willingly, I said. because we're going to talk about the choice. So without further ado, I'd like to right away jump into the Exploring Biodigital Convergence. So you should see my screen for those who are watching live or watching into YouTube and Rumble this morning of Friday, the 26th of June. So as you could see, it was published on February 11, 2022. It's Policy Horizon Canada, or as you know, we are a bilingual French and English country, so Horizon de Politique. So Exploring Biodigital Convergence, what happens when biology and digital technology merge? And I like the all-seeing eyes. It's like, so there's no, and if you don't believe me, I don't know if the share screen, what does it shows? Is it showing, sorry about that, too many windows open. So is it showing? No, so how could I prove you? Anyways, I will put the link in the pinned comment and you should see somewhere. Let's see if I go down. Here's the proof, my friend. Here we go. Policy Horizon Canada. It was modified on August 14, 2025. I did download back in the day, 5 years ago, this PDF to make sure that if they remove the website, we're going to, they call even, they have like future weeks, resources, article and everything. So that's a true thing paid by our tax and income tax. So it's horizon.service.canada.ca. English for now. We have also the French version or the Frenchie. I don't know if I might do un café avec Frédéric in the mid-July to talk about it or come back in September. So for those bilingual who follow me on both, un café avec Frédéric and Dairy L'Agile, please tell me in the comment below if you'd like a French version of this. And when I say a French version, I'm just going to tell it as it is in French. So, yeah, so they're working on it. And by the way, there's a little story about this because I did already that podcast or that at least this Friday live stream back in August, September of 2021 when I was back in Montreal. I was offered a contract to be kind of a scrum master project manager and I declined it because I was disagreeing with the fact it is. And usually there's a video, but you know, let's just read from the Director General, Christelle van der Heest, her forward. In the coming years, biodigital technologies could be woven into our lives and the way that digital technology are now. Biological and digital systems are converging and could change the way we work, we live, and even evolve as a species. Could you imagine that? On the get-go, the foreword is bang. I'm going to transform your biology as a species. So more than a technological change, this biodigital convergence may transform the way we understand ourselves and cause us to redefine what we consider human or natural. Could you imagine that? For those who believe in the theorem and the hypothesis of the simulation, it seems that we are repeating the history for those who are in this timeline. So biodigital convergence may profoundly impact our economy, our ecosystems, of course, and our society. Being prepared to support it while managing its risk with care and sensitivity. Yeah, right. Frictionless, huh? Will shape the way we navigate social and ethical consideration as well as guide policy and governance conversation. They cannot even do this for a simple digital transformation and software development and even firmware development. They even struggle with this AI agent in agentic economy. And now they propose to merge us with the machine. Wow, I like it. I'm so confident. I'm so confident on those these little apes. Because I think like these humanity, those elites, those thinker like Mrs. Van der Hels and Els, yes, they think they are smarter than us. They think they could be a alien and welcoming ETs and you know, do the Anunnaki type of thing. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Be serious. So guided by its mandate. You see, it's a mandate by the government of Canada that opened in 2015, by the way, when Justin Trudeau take office. Policy Horizon Canada, which was created, by the way, by Stephen Harper back in 2014. But it was really open and kickoff in 2015 with the new parliament under the Liberal Party of Canada. But so Policy Horizon Canada was created like in 2014, intends to start an informed and meaningful dialogue. You really? Have you been invited in the House of Commons or the Senate committee to talk about it? Not me. About plausible futures of biodigital convergence and the policy questions that may arise, of course. And this initial paper, we define and explore biodigital convergence, why it is important to explore now, its characteristic, what new capabilities could arise from it, and some initial policy implication. We want to engage with a broad spectrum of partners and stakeholders on what our biodigital future might look like, probably more in Canada, and how this convergence might affect sectors and industry and how our relationship with technology, nature, and even life itself could evolve. We welcome your comment and participation and look forward to diving more deeply into the questions raised in this paper. Wow, wow, wow. And I will put the link, as I mentioned again, into the Pine Common of YouTube and Rumble, and probably also in the blog, official blog that launched the Olio podcast. Not only to this Horizon Policy Canada website and the original paper about biodigital convergence, but also I will be providing the vlog on the Friday Live Agile that I did back in 2021, declining the contract as a project manager and or Scrum Master for them in Ottawa. And also my take were more like and the post and still pandemic type of way. So I was more like, I was even more daring than I will be this morning, but it will be interesting for you to go back to what I said and why did I decline it and some other explanation. And I think you will be able to show the video that I don't find on the site right now because I wanted to show you maybe. Anyways, they also explain that there's three ways of biodigital conversion is emerging. The one is a full physical integration of biological and digital entities. So after the Internet of Object, now we talk about the AI of Object, and now why not biodigital of entities? The co-evolution of biological and digital technology, co-evolution, which means that it's like the promise of AGI, where they will build themselves agent. And the conceptual convergence, the third part, of biological and digital systems. Wow, wow, wow. So let me see here. So there's the artwork. I'm just playing around there. Yeah, there's some new stuff, actually. So they did work since the last 5 years. Future Weeks. Future Week is an annual virtual event that allows participants to explore the future, blah, blah, blah. So the last one they seem to have that did is May 5th. Also, they're really active, though. Oh, even though May 31st, June 2nd, and now there's June 3rd. Okay, so more to explore in this continuity. Resources, do I have the video here? Maybe they removed the video or I have to go to their YouTube channel. I don't know. But the thing is, so you see the picture. This is real. It's from your government of Canada, Policy Horizon Canada. Article, let me see here, last chance to see. But you see there's other thing there. Talk about space commercialization, future lives, the social mobility in question. I did a part one on that subject because it's so deep. It's so deep how they predicted that the life in Canada in 2040 with or without biodigital convergence, by the way. So anyways, our Canadian government since 2014, started by Stephen Harper to the conservative out there, just saying, and really built up with the 10 years of liberalism, or the liberal, progressive, whatever. And they put it in your face, Aurelian here. You see it? Aurelian or not, corrupted edition of Orwell text sold online. So, yeah. So it's a kind of a bizarre public think tank paid by our taxes and everything. So let's go back to what we are now in 2026, 5 years after the official launch of the paper, I'd like to now dive deep into my actual reflection. And as I said, again, if you'd like to see the evolution of me becoming my better version, not only as doing a podcast, but also of thinking these and analyzing these, here you will be able with the link of this previous. And by the way, I reached about 500 on the first week and it stopped there. So I don't know if I'm censored or not. And, but you'll see, that was another perspective for me, declining a contract and explaining even probably deeper the biodigital conversion. But today I'm linking it to this AI revolution. This, like, AI took over everything. There's no more blockchain anymore. There's no more thing. So I just define the source now on Policy Horizon Canada. And by the way, oh yes, one thing important. If you look back to my 5 years ago podcast about it, you'll be able to see Australian, UK website and other Commonwealth, mostly Commonwealth countries, who they have the same type of project and program about biodigital convergence and technology exploitation for the future of work and the future of life. So I just mentioned also the three ways that shows up: the full physical integration, the co-evolution, where each domain accelerating the other. They call it the CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, plus AI gene design, neural nets model on brains. Yeah, because that's it. So they have a paper. They, if you go on the site again and you do about our work, you're going to see they talk about a paper that calls circa 1985. For those who don't know Latin or these things, circa mean approximately. So approximately in 1985, the signal was a paper compares today biotech to digital computing of 1995. So Windows 1.0, the first registered domain name, the mass market tipping point, translation for us, we are early, the curve compounds fast, and the early movers ride the rules. Exactly. But unfortunately, we saw with the Agile movement that those who made the manifesto, they went back 20 years later and 25 years later is now to the disturbing non-aligned thing on framework and method instead of being writing the rules. But some of us in the sphere, especially of Scrum and Enterprise Scrum and Scrum at Scale, we do believe that Scrum, it's over agile. Like, you could have your own mug if you like, Scrum over agile, because we agree, at least in Scrum, and as it's open and empirical, here you have it. So anyways, so this is it a good morning, biodigital? The paper opens an utopian morning because you have a story about the life of Canadian with the integrated biodigital convergence. And an AI health advisor is prescribing your air, a fungi growth bed sheets. You have insulin managed by your brain message. You have bug butt surveillance over breakfast. And seductive, frictionless. Mark that word. Let's sink into it. Frictionless. And that frictionless is exactly the warning. So when biology becomes programmable layer, and I know Harari talked about it in his last book of Homo sapiens sapiens, the question stops being, can we? It becomes, who decides? And do you still get to choose? So for those who are watching on YouTube, there's a survey, yes or no? Are you willingly implementing yourself things? So what genuinely excites me as an entrepreneur, as a techpreneur, as a cyberpreneur, as a business agilist, as an enterprise scrum master, and as an evolutionary for progress of our society with human and nature, what excites me about this is those papers, own list of traits, is my own turf. Democratization and decentralization, that's my key point. Biology leaving the sterile lab and moving closer to people. The low marginal costs of geographic diffusion, distributed open system and customizable element on paper, a renaissance. So we are offering an alternative solution. Okay. Let me see something because someone tell me that. No, I'm here. Okay. Sorry about this interruption. So, what kind of pattern I keep naming for those who follow me for a couple of years on the Daily Agile podcast and even other stuff like Friday Live Agile? What is the pattern I keep naming? Every transformative wave gets colonized by an industrial complex or an industrialization that not always go well. Like Agile did, Bitcoin or the blockchain kind of did. We are the Bitcoin movement now, especially this blockchain and the currency exchange and everything is being hijacked by the big bank and the big firm like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs and everything. AI is mid-capture right now. We are in the chasm of AI. AI enterprise, AI is the gold rush. Who's going to be the master? Who write the rules as the early bird? And so that's why now we see this wave of buzzing around AI. So that's why I said it's mid-capture right now. And now we talked about biological convergence. It's not about just Elon Musk and his Neuralink stuff. It's real research on about, at least I saw 5 years ago, 5-6 countries of the Commonwealth, including Canada, Australia, and the UK. Okay. So this thing is real, is there. They are making research. They have research project and development about this. It's next in line. Platform locked in, vendor theater, closed biological ecosystem, harvesting your most intimate data, your genome, your biome, your brain signals. Could you imagine that? Yes, they do. And there's the agency trap. From the paper itself, on their own scenario of showing you a future of work, a future of living in society with those technology implemented into your biology, their own scenario says a grocery loyalty program selling access to your digital twin and nudging your purchase through neurotech. Convenience traded for control. Convenience trade for control. That is not a distant dystopia, guys. This is not even a conspiracy theory. It's not even a conspiracy because it's on the full public access for those who'd like to do their own work and their own research. It's a business model waiting for a launch date. And the real stakes that we all face as, I will say citizen, but let's be clear that I do not believe in those nationality and me, I'm a cosmopolitan. Like Mike says on his streaming SoundCloud, he's from planet Earth or Chicago, planet Earth. What is it again? Yeah, Mike Beadle, official planet Earth, United States. Okay, that's funny. That's a funny one. But that was Mike. That was Mike that we love and we cherish so much. So the thing is, here it is. Every time I move my screen, I lose you. So here it is. The stakes. What is at stakes? If they deploy it, could you imagine like the health inequality if access is uneven? The dual use of biosecurity and all of this automation that might come with. Mail order DNA? Is it part of the business model waiting for a launch date? Is a lab recreated virus, as it's an actuality with Tulsi Gabbard disclosure lately about Fauci and the lab in Yuan and any other lab we have here in Winnipeg and in Ukraine. data dependency, the data golden rush. So deep, the system cannot run without you feeling it. The consent, the you consent. There's a new series from As Alter. We're going to talk about it also in this digital convergence. When you talk about the capital, the promised town of security, but with your consent and security over liberty, over freedom, because freedom in English is more powerful than liberty. Consent that quietly extend to your family genome. The price tag on frictionless is human agency. Yes, in science and in prism, we talk about the human agency. The real power, the real freedom is your power to make choice, your power to think, and therefore to plan the action you're going to do, your movement. Decentralization is the promise alternative. It captures its default. Between them stand exactly one thing: whether humans stay in the loop with purpose. And finally, my friend, for this episode 74 of the Daryl Agile, on this very daring subject that nobody talks about. Everybody's talking about AI and building the agentic economy and the Shagat that will destroy the world like in Skynet, Terminator, woohoo! Bunch of loser. The real question is right in your face on those government agency doing R&D with our money to probably come back and impose when they launch their business model like they did with the weed in Canada. Same shit, same pattern. And why do I express that business agility? And even though the generic framework Enterprise Scrum of Mike Beadle could be the operating system for human agency, why do I say that? Not regulation alone will be able to control in a good way, because I don't like control, but we have to have some ethic. So we have this debate right now in AI with Law Zero of Benjo versus the big industrialization and commercialization of OpenAI of Atman, who is evil, if you ask me. So bury in the paper's own footnote of this policy horizon Canada with this biodigital convergence. In the footnote, when you read it by yourself, you'll see what I mean. And download the PDF to make sure that they don't remove this website. Is the World Economic Forum call for agile governance. The motherfucker. Even the institution admit it. When the terrain shift this fast, prediction fails and empirism wins. Let me say it again. When the terrain shifts this fast, prediction or plan fails and empirism wins. Business agility is the discipline already built for that. So that's why even them, they talk about agile governance to inspect and adapt faster and probably not smarter in their case. But we'll do with our alternative decentralized model, or at least distributed model. So inspect and adapt. Apply to the biodigital convergence. No Big Bang adoption of biology as a code. Yes, biology as a code. That is in full R&D right now. Pilot it. Measure real human outcomes, not vendor demos. Validate consent and value. Is there a value to it instead of just the frictionless convenience? Then scale or stop. Empirism is how humans keep an hand and a brain on the dial instead of being carried by the current of a value stream that is a fiction of your own implication and your own agency. And I do believe that open leadership, led by Daniel Mizek with his invitation base, the invitation again over and position. We should have the choice. The human agency is more powerful than what they call in religion. What is it again? I forget, even in French. Help me in a comment. what is as stronger as agency, but giving by God to the human is, I forget about it. Sorry about that. Forget the term. Maybe I'll put it in a pine comment if it come back to me. It's the free will, I think, is it in English? Yes, free will. So agency is more powerful because it's kind of real. It's about our intelligence, our human observation, our human empirism. Free will is, maybe it exists. I don't know. I'm still debating about it as a back student, a freshman of astrophysics and all these debates we have between science and spirituality. But one thing for sure, agency and free will, if you want, should not be taken from us. We should still have, whether it's come from the soul incarnating this body or this body having an experience for the soul. I mean, we are a unique human being. Our eyes are unique. Our digital print are unique. And we talk about our digital twin should be unique also. And this world that go deeper and deeper into the simulation, I do believe. But we still have to have the choice. Did I make the choice to come here? Yes or no? We don't know. But if it's the case for the next steps with these technology integration, I mean, come on, don't impose it like you impose a lot of things back in 2020 and 2021, isn't it? So invitation-based change keeps people as participant in the decision, not as the product being optimized with them, and especially in a biodigital convergence. So decentralized open leadership, the enterprise scrum model and open leadership distribute decision rights instead of concentrating them, distribute even agency and a structural antidote to platform capture. You cannot be quietly captured if the power to choose is already spread across real humans. And I'm saying that because if you think the conspiracy buffer and the influencer of 2020 with the nanotechnology and all this bullshit and all the diversion of the real thing that they're researching on right now with AI and biodigital convergence. And they were talking about the pure blood for those who are unvax and the anti-vax are evil and misogynistic. Fuck off. Fuck that noise. The signal is right there at Horizon Policy Canada, my friend. And in the WEF and in those think tank that they kind of explore proposition, but with unfortunate imposition because they see it as a business model to manage the human cattle. That's the unfortunate thing. And we are here at the Real Agile. And with all my teams and all my network of open leadership network to remind you of your agency. And even though if you believe so, to your free will. And you should be invited to make a choice. Like I was at the doctor appointment last week. They say over 50, you could have access to those vaccines. Would you like to have one? I said, no, thank you. No problem. We just invited you to this. It's not imposed. See? So business agility is not a delivery method here. It is how a species keeps its right to choose between nature and the machine. Between the real and the simulation. Between authenticity and fakeness. So in conclusion, my dear real agilist and my jogger out there, the choice is the whole game. It should be the rules, the primary rules. Nature or technology must never become a default someone else sets for you. Keep it conscious. Keep it as a human choice, made it open with eyes wide open. And when your eye is open, your consciousness is too. I call for human-centered by design of AI craftsmanship principles that carry straight into the biodigital era. Empirical, accountable, consent first. And form consent first, human in the loop, no shortcuts, no carnival, no distraction of the shagat, real craft applied to real convergence. Stay a citizen of responsibility. take city, question the convenience, questions the frictionless, read the consent, found the craft yourself, not the hype, hold the platform accountable for your biome and your brain the way you would for your bank account. So your digital twin should be as precious of any of your bank account or investment fund. And I will say that for our 11 years that we start now at the Agile Lounge, my commitment as Coach AF, but also a couple of my team that do research with Adrian AI in Austin, we stand for a biodigital future where agility protects the agency of the people. We commit for decentralized approach, invitation-based, an empirical approach, and unmistakably human first. So in Lakesh, my guys, that was it. I make it shorter now because of the attention spans of these apes who think they think. Sorry if I offend people. And as always, remember who you truly are. You are wonderful. You are powerful. And that wonder and power in your being reside in the choice. You have to be whoever you want it to be and to do whatever you want it to do in respect of all another, of one another, sorry. So have an happy weekend, the last weekend of June. We might be back somewhere this summer, but for sure expect us at the end of August, probably from the south. So take care, guys, and happy now.